Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Reluctant Bimbo Desire. This file will help you discover something, or rather, acknowledge a part of you that is there in the background that you may or may not fully admit is there. See, many people enjoy a variety of things, and sometimes it takes a while before they accept that a certain fetish or desire is actually much stronger than they're able to acknowledge. And yet, there's a part of your mind which is inevitably aware of such things. Your unconscious is one of those parts. And in this case, we're talking about bimbos. Their elements, their aspects, all the ways that make bimbos special. Or in a way, maybe very unspecial, which is part of the attraction. I wonder what it is about bimbos that makes you so reluctant to accept that you would like to be one. Of course, if I say that, I'm sure that you immediately have some form of emotional reaction to that sentence. Which is exactly the point. Why do you have that strong of a reaction? If you didn't care, all you would have is indifference, a lack of a reaction. Therefore, the fact that there is a reaction must mean that there's something that is triggering you. What could it be? I wonder if it's the lack of intelligence, the inability to be smart. Because of course you should be intelligent and smart, because intelligence is good and you have something to prove about how smart you are, how capable you are, how good you are at solving, at doing, at being. But proving is effort, is hard, it's taxing and difficult, and it would be so much nicer just not to care, to not be smart enough to know what you're missing. Ignorance is bliss, after all. And bimbos are so wonderfully ignorant of the world. They let everything just pass them by if it is too complicated. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do that? To feel yourself just easily and happily coast by those complicated things, not having to prove anything. I mean, who would like that? That's just ridiculous. Nobody would enjoy not having to prove things. Nobody would like to just enjoy all the things with blissful ignorance and, well, maybe you do a little bit. The same thing is like with all the efforts they put into being pretty. It's almost shameful to enjoy that. To have a whole selection of lipstick and makeup and of course, let's not forget the different colors for your nails. Maybe even something that glitters and shines. No, it's just wrong to enjoy that. Who would want to look pretty and beautiful and smile with bright lips and just feel that intense stare with eyeshadow outlining your beautiful eyes. Wouldn't it be nicer to just let go of all the inhibitions and enjoy yourself at your prettiest, at your most beautiful, when you want to, in any way that you want to? It's not about the wearing or not wearing of makeup. It's about letting go of other people's opinions. The bimbo doesn't care what other people think. All they care about is that they look pretty in their eyes, in their mind. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And if you can smile at yourself in the mirror, if you can look at what you've done and be proud of how it looks, isn't it a lovely thing? Then again, bimbos are so superficial. Enjoying all those meaningless things. Pretty shoes, nice dresses. Of course, all kinds of pretty little knick-knacks. Bubbly, happy, frivolous, just changing their mind so easily. It's disgraceful. How could anyone enjoy that kind of lifestyle where they care so much about the little things that are so much fun to look at and so pretty and beautiful? Why would anyone enjoy that? Why do you enjoy it so much? It's a simplicity, I guess. A bimbo's mind is so simple, so naive. Who can go around just thinking the most basic, simple thoughts? Isn't it important to be aware of all the layers and complexity of communication and people and society and culture? And it's so much effort, it's so frustrating. It always goes wrong and it's always just a little different than what you expect. It's so much nicer when you let everything be simple. Just light-headed, mindless, drifty. Coasting ignorant and happy along a superficial surface that glitters and shines with all the colors of the rainbow, especially red, for some reason. And sometimes smart people look down on that kind of simplicity, as if ignorance is something to be blamed or shamed. And yet, why? Isn't the ability to enjoy a blue sky and a pretty sunset, a smile on someone's lips and the glitter around their eyes, a wonderful thing? A twirl of a dress, a smile, and of course the click-clack of high heels sometimes, even if they're a little uncomfortable. It just makes your legs look so attractive and wonderfully tall. If only it would be possible for you to accept that really deep bimbo desire, that wonderful, superficial, simple, naive mind, that wonderful enjoyment of pretty and makeup and simple things, styling yourself in ways that just feel so much better. But But of course, you're not a bimbo. You're not someone who enjoys that state of mind, that happiness, that joyful mindlessness, that superficial ignorance, and yet knowledge of the most simple, unimportant things. The differences between two shades of lipstick, the importance of multiple layers of nail polish, the designs and intricacies that make it all the prettier. Not to mention that kind of emotional lightness, that carefree attitude, that wonderful naivete towards sexuality and intimacy, just feeling free and open and warm and happy all the time so easily. Yeah, it's so nice to be a bimbo. It's so wonderful to embrace those different feelings. And of course, you don't want that. You want to be smart, intelligent, and proving yourself to the world and dealing with all the cultural complexities. And, or perhaps you want to be a bimbo. You want that smile on your lips, that really warm feeling inside, that the tiniest things can make you happy. Texture, color, sound, smiles, and of course some naughty sensations that sometimes spread as well. It's so wonderfully, lovely, easy to be a bimbo. And I guess that's really the word that resonates so strong within you. How easy it is for them. How easy it could be for you. That ease, that lightness, that ignorance. I wonder what part of you is stronger now. Can you feel that deep desire to be a bimbo? That wonderful feeling of letting go of all those cares and be deliciously carefree and superficial and giggly and bubbly and happy and just enjoying yourself. Isn't that nice? That's what I thought. And that's okay. It's okay to enjoy this. It's entirely permitted. And in fact, you can enjoy it as much as you want, even if you are sometimes a little reluctant to admit to yourself what you want to be. Do you think you dare to say it? Do you think you dare to say what you secretly are? We'll see. At least you're having fun. See, that little bit of pleasure, that simple smile on your lips, and maybe it'll look even better when outlined with some lipstick and some darker edges, maybe some pretty colors on your cheeks. Who knows? There's all these different ways to enjoy it. What kind of things could look nice on you right now? How could you feel even more pretty and happy? How could you accept all that beauty that you carry inside and you can show to the world? Because it's there. Perhaps hidden in your unconscious, but I know that it's there. You're here after all, listening, allowing the words to seep in, even if you don't understand all of them. See, that's the enjoyment, the wonderful ignorance, the simplicity and superficial nature of a bimbo. Those long words mean nothing to you. And yet, they are your world. But don't worry. You don't have to understand anything. please accept what you are and enjoy it. I'm sure that you're going to have some fun with this. And maybe if you ever have any doubt, you can just listen again. Or do something else, or allow yourself to change your mind over and over again. Because that's your nature, deep inside. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, who knows? Maybe you'll enjoy listening a little longer to those complicated words, creating those curious sensations deep inside. Or if my voice doesn't follow, well, I guess it would be time to wake up and do whatever it is you bimbos do. Have fun.